Compassion comes from the heart, whether we are feeling it for ourselves or for another. It's a genuine sense that we want to help and that we recognize someone's suffering. A pertinent quote on this subject that I think really applies to parenting is run from Thich Nhat Hanh. He says, "Someone who is angry is someone who doesn't know how to handle their suffering. They are the first victim of their suffering, and you are actually the second victim. Once we can see this, compassion is born in our heart, and anger evaporates. We don't want to punish them anymore, but instead, we want to say something or do something to help them suffer less." In the midst of parenting, there can be so many various feelings that come up. And sometimes we might be faced with a thought that we just want our child to stop feeling the way they do or stop acting the way they do. Or maybe it's our partner or maybe it's ourselves. And when we recognize that sometimes certain emotional outbursts and behaviors at the root are someone's inability to handle the suffering that they experience on the inside. When this really feels like something we deeply understand, compassion arises. Compassion doesn't negate the need for attention to a situation. Compassion is not passive, but it can be gentle. Today I invite you to spend a few minutes really anchoring into a sense of compassion for others. So I'm going to guide you in a gentle meditation to bring compassion to your child or a family member or friend when you experience their suffering. Let's begin by taking a deep breath in, gently bringing your attention to this moment, to your body. Allowing your awareness to fully come into your body and noticing what it feels like where you're sitting or resting. Allow yourself a few moments to really anchor into the breath, noticing what it feels like to breathe. And this attention to the breath is one way to really get in touch with the core of compassion inside of ourselves. As you continue to keep awareness in your breathing, bring to mind a situation where your child or this other person is just very angry. Notice what you feel in response to that anger or that pain. If compassion is present, rest in this compassion and notice how it moves you in such a situation. If you feel more of a resistance, notice this resistance and consider the meaning behind the quote that was shared, that when someone is angry, it is because they are not capable of handling their own suffering. Notice any judgment about this towards them or yourself. just allowing your attention to rest in the breath, to feel what compassion feels like inside, a sense of understanding and wanting to help them with their suffering. How does compassion move you in such a situation? How does it help you frame the situation? Does it help you move from feeling frustration to slight understanding and a willingness to help? To help your child learn effective emotional responsibility. To listen when someone needs listening. To clarify a boundary when clarity is needed. What forms can compassion take? Take a deep breath, bringing your attention again to your body, and rest here for a few moments, and then when you're ready, open your eyes and take in your surroundings again. Similar to empathy, compassion is another space within us that we can acknowledge and utilize in our parenting experiences. And I just invite you to explore it today and the days ahead.